Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Hump Day in the City. Welcome to the show. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Wednesday, February 16th, 2011. It's 10:01. That's what I meant. Hump Day in the City. Again, February 16th, 2011. 10:01 on the East Coast, 7:01 on the West Coast. Tonight's topic, does stress relief and relaxation lead to a long life? Moreover, a longer life. That's the topic tonight, being brought to you by Massages for Life. DD, our resident expert, is going to bring us a lot of good information surrounding stress relief and relaxation. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're talking about it. Does stress relief and relaxation lead to a long life? When was the last time you went on vacation? When was the last time, in fact, you did something to relieve your stress? Aside from sex, we're trying to rise above, you know, what we already know. Yeah, sex relieves stress. You know, and I'm not going to debate whether sex will help you to lead to a longer life. Maybe so. But tonight, does stress relief overall and relaxation lead to a long life? And when was the last time you really did something to relieve some good stress? What is stress? That's the topic tonight. Jump on it. This is Sucker Free, Wet Money, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Wet Money.
Wake up in the morning like, what's the hour? With money in my hands, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers. Yeah. Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, miss? He said, go ahead. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free, wet money, chill out of no man. Cut through, big redneck, grossing. Hello, my name's T, MDR, nigga, CMG, Rexville, Moody, like AMC, KP, anything for that wet money, I push it, pump it, put a few O's in my budget, hustling, nigga, we stuntin', they can't do how we does it, every little step I take, kid, come another hitter from around my way, wait, out of their league, this IV, nigga, talk a bit, it's gonna get
Mascot, this type of focus, run through the old Cam Newton.
boasting. Flow for the whole East Coast, Atlantic Ocean. Sick of swim, not a bike floating.
Stay
sucker
free,
we
gon' get this wet money. Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money.
Riding in that big wet money swing.
Money.
Wet money plastered on the side of it. Don't try to run it high from us. Real Memphis on the side of me.
Wet money go harder than you fathom. We steadily winning while y'all way below average. Catch a player grinning while y'all boys just looking sadder. Never move forward cause you relying on your backup. Tell them motherfucking niggas back up. Don't you even answer. Question, I'll address it. Don't confess it. No protection. Wait a second. Now add your pressure. Break a neck up. Disrespect the Moody killer. Before I kill a
Moody man. Memphis can equal punishment. We got the world up in our hand and we play it catch. We don't give a damn at what you suck and stress. Because our sex brain vision leave your bitch undressed. And she ain't trying to leave. Because we drop balls heavy and atomically. So sonically, we leave her body weak. Because we just drained our veins on her bedroom sheets.
Suckers ain't problems, we don't even swear.
Nah.
Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear.
What?
If I say F you, I mean every letter.
Yeah.
Missing her, but it can leave you dead in the gear.
Yeah.
Got my nose running, getting wet money. Do you live in my shoes? You ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back always be friends. The loud niggas talking, be the first niggas running. Who is you to impose me? I know you see we in another league.
Yeah.
CMG and wet money, I promise you stay in sucker free.
Don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895, or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
WHAC, TM Hammond Radio Live, bringing you those black history tips. Log on to www.biography.com and get your knowledge up. Let's welcome the Angels all the way live from Chesapeake. Our resident expert, special guest tonight, helping us to relieve stress and acquire that total relaxation. Give it up for Domare.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
We are doing great. Let's get it cracking. All the way live from Charlotte, North Takalaka. Give it up, CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. How do you do?
Toya's under the weather tonight. Maybe joining us, may not. But nevertheless, we're talking about stress tonight. What is stress? You know, I can tell you it's one of the leading causes of death in America. How do you relieve your stress? Tonight we pose the question, does stress relief and relaxation lead to a long life? What do you think? Dial 917-889-3926 to listen or to share your view. Or you can log on to hackmedia.com, click on TM Hyman Radio Live. You can also follow us on Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. It's hump day in the city. Ms. Willingham, our special guest tonight. Didi, what is stress?
Ooh, stress is my class right now, my business. No, stress is environmental, emotional, physical, mental pressures or things that you allow to get you distracted from your goal. They can affect you, again, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in ways of they can decrease your it can decrease your appetite. It can give you insomnia, make you sleep less. It can give you is one of the causes to diseases because we hold on to stress, which means we don't allow our body to operate in its normal processes in order to heal certain things and to function like it's supposed to. So stress, that's what stress is.
Stress on all of those things. Folks, tonight we're talking about, you know, stress. How do you relieve stress? I mean, a lot of people experience anxiety and panic attacks and, you know, some people even vomit when it comes down to, you know, being put in stressful situations. It increases blood pressure. It causes people, in some instances, to faint. You know, think about when somebody finds out that they're pregnant or they're having a baby or somebody died. You know, the stress of that particular moment, that information, causes some people to collapse. Stress is serious. Tonight the question is, you know, does stress relief and relaxation lead to a long life? Didi, what's your response to that question?
I think it can help towards a longer life. Is it one of the leading causes to a long life? No. Can it help toward, you know, a person who doesn't have as much stress as a person who does? Definitely. You can take their body, you know, take them apart and see, you know, a person with less stress, more than likely you'll have more fit organs. You know, you can look at their brain pattern, just different things within them to and see, you know, that stress didn't affect them as opposed to a person that has been stressed out. Normally a person is stressed out turns to some kind of way to help subdue that stress, like alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, anything. They could become a nymphomaniac, and then they got a whole bunch of diseases or something. I mean, but anything. So, I mean, you definitely can tell the difference between a stressed person and a non-stressed person, but it does help toward. It's not, I don't think it's like a leading cause, but it can help toward a longer life,
Right, no doubt. Folks, it is hump day in the city. It's 10:13 in New York City. It's Wednesday, February 16th. Does stress relief and relaxation lead to a longer life? Didi just told us, our special guest tonight, it may not lead to a long life, but it could definitely attribute to a life that's extended versus somebody who's stressed out. We're going to keep this conversation going. What are some of the leading causes of stress? How do you relieve your stress? We'll keep it moving. 917-889-3926. Join us tonight as we help to keep the mood light and your stress free. Chester Gregory, If You Only, right after this.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Didi, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, massages for life. Let her relieve your stress.
Hyman Radio Live. That was our man Chester Gregory, whose album dropped on Valentine's Day with that title song, If You Only. And tonight we're talking about stress and the effects of stress. And I mean, we do know, though, that there is good stress and bad stress. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, like you have the stress of, you know, maybe graduating or getting married or, you know, opening a new business, you know, because there's good stress that goes with that as well. And then a lot of times, like, stress will be like our fight or flight type of thing, you know. It's like if you are in a dangerous situation, you know, you turn it, your adrenaline, you know, goes up. That's a stressful situation. And you have to, you know, you're either going to fight or you're going to run, you know.
So well, I think stress becomes bad when it's outside of small doses. I think
right.
Small doses of stress, you know, can be good stress. Because at the end of the day, in modern life, you know, I mean, life is so full of hassles, deadlines, frustrations, demands. You know, stress has become commonplace for most of us, you know, and I think it can be healthy and even motivating, you know, to some extent, you know, but, you
right.
know, when you're constantly running in emergency mode, your mind and body pays the price.
Right, and like,
absolutely.
You know, like.
Absolutely, that's the truth. Well, let me say something on that real quick. You made a very important point. When you're constantly running in that kind of mode, your body not only pays the price, it actually, your nerves in your body, the things in your body, your cells begin to memorize what it's doing, and it begins to always act that way. You're always in a fight or flight state of a response. Your nervous system always is in that state, which is not a good thing. So it's putting out histamines and all types that it shouldn't be putting out because you shouldn't be in that state. And people don't realize.
When you say when you say histamines, because I'm ignorant, help me.
I'm sorry. Histamines are a protein that the cells excrete, put out in your body to they like fight.
It's like an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, it like fights off, helps to fight off bad stuff, bad patterns. I'm speaking in language that most of our listeners maybe don't know, and forgive me. So let me speak a little layman's term.
Layman's for us laymans.
Basically, when your nervous system is always in a state of fight or flight, your cells are going to just emit chemicals that go up to your brain to tell your brain that it needs to act this way all the time, and it needs to respond to certain things in your body because it's fighting, even though it's really not fighting. Which means
right.
because it's fighting in this state, now you are more susceptible to letting other infectious things in you. As far as diseases now, because what, you can't rest, you're not sleeping, because you need to experience the rest and digest mode in that nervous system. Your body heals itself when it's in REM, you know, when you're at your like your calmest point in sleep. So when you obtain rapid eye movement, that's when your body is healing, is in a healing state. If you never reach that state, your body never heals. That's why people experience one of the leading causes to fibromyalgia, because people don't experience that state of sleep, so that their body heals naturally. And now their body's experiencing all this pain because their nerves aren't firing like they're supposed to.
Right.
So you're absolutely correct in that.
Great
statement.
Information. I think it's important, again, you know, in the hustle and bustle of life, you know, we got deadlines to meet. We got demands on us, you know, family, work, you know, church, extracurricular, you know. I mean, hey, we're frustrated and we're broke down. So how are we relieving our stress? How? It's important to relieve that stress. CeeLo, how do you relieve your stress?
I take showers.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
me too.
That's what I do if I feel anxious, if I feel depressed, if I feel stressed. I go take a shower or, like, I go near water.
Yeah. I'm a water person too. I like the serenity of water.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, I like
water. Excuse me.
You know, like I go in, like going to the beach at night versus going during the daytime when there's a lot of people there, because that's a stressful situation to me because I don't like crowds. You know, unless like I have a way to. I'm always closest to the exit. You know, I don't like being in the middle of a crowd. I can't stand it. So like, yeah. And you know what, I've been looking at meditating. I haven't tried it yet, but I am going to. I'm looking into that to try meditation.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, that seems like that might be a peaceful way to go. You know.
No, that the meditation is, I think, probably, you know, number one when it comes to, you know, immediate stress relief, relaxation. I think, you know, anytime you pause for like 10 minutes sitting quiet, you know, meditate, it automatically brings your blood pressure down.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy, though? And I'm telling you, like, this whole, I'll say it's been a total year now since, like, the whole injury happened, my personal injury happened. And the crazy thing is that you don't really know how much you move until you stop moving. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. It was hard for me to even, like, I would feel my pain, but I would try to ignore it and keep doing stuff. And then I had to be told, okay, look, you have to stop doing everything that you're doing, or you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much, you're going to kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because my blood pressure was up. I had gained weight. It was in pain, and ignoring pain. So it's like my body shut down. And you don't want that to happen because it's scary. Yeah.
By any means, folks, we don't want our bodies to shut down. Stress will take you under. Tonight we're talking about stress. What is it? How do you relieve your stress? You know, and does relaxation help you to live a longer life? I don't know, but we know, in fact, it'll help you to live a more healthy life. If Overdose is on the show tonight and we asked him how does he relieve his stress, he'll probably tell us pills and dro. He's not here with us tonight. But, hey, we don't have our finance segment, so we're going to come back and keep this conversation going. Yo, I'm, like, tongue-tied tonight. What's cracking?
It's your ABC.
It's Pills and Drugs.
It's your ABC.
Radio Live.
I promise to help.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Q.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money, more entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We the on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs, we the on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug. 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 I do this every day, I ain't on no frail shit. So what you want, what you need, come here, let me share your shit. Run up in my crib, I guarantee you leave it with no dick. Head popping, head busting, yeah, boy. I'm lagging, bitch, you coming to drop a plastic, bitch, I'm on fire.
pills and drop. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and drop. Pills and drop. We be on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my dope. 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 Pills and drop. Pills and drop. We be on them pills, I pop my pills and drop. Pills and drop. We be on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my dope. I pop my pill. I smoke my dope. I pop my pill. I smoke my dope. I pop my pill. I smoke my dope.
WHACTM Hyman Radio Live, Pills and Dro from our very own Overdose. Check us out, Miami, Florida, Friday, February 25th, Saturday, February 26th is going down. The Florida Mix Show Music Summit featuring Overdose. Hey, we about to do something different. Toya's not here tonight. She's under the weather. But we can't leave y'all without finance tips. So, yo, I got 7 easy tips to help you save money at the grocery store. And I'm going to ask CeeLo and Didi to help me out. Hey, tip number one, compare prices at your favorite stores. Ladies, do you compare prices?
Yeah, but only in, like, circulars. Yeah, in the circulars.
There was a collision. There was a collision.
Sometimes I compare prices.
When it comes to specific items?
Yes. Yeah. No, like, for instance, like, I know that Aldi's always has their vegetables are fresh and they're a lot cheaper than, like, you know, regular grocery store, like, you know, Farm Fresh or Harris Teeter or something like that, you know. But then, like, you can go to the meat market and get your meat.
Okay.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, I buy my meat in bulk, you know, because I'll freeze it, and then I get my fresh.
Tip number 7, compare prices. That's your favorite source. Tip number 6, write out a list and buy only what's on the list.
Yeah.
That works sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Grocery stores are designed to, they are set up to make you spend money. So even
discipline.
Though you may have a list, as you go down those aisles, you're like, oh, I forgot that.
Impulse. Don't be an impulse shopper. Follow that list. Tip number 6, write out a list and only buy what's on that list. Tip number 5, do not go to the grocery store while you're hungry.
No, do not do that at all.
Ain't that true?
Yeah, okay, because forget a list. You won't get nothing on the list.
Absolutely. Tip number 4, shop in bulk. Tell them why, CeeLo.
Well, because the thing is that you spend less money if you buy it all at one time. Like, if you like to eat steak, then buy a pack of steak. You know, like, it's better to spend $20 now for a couple of steaks than versus coming going back and forth to the store for the week. To buy, you know, buy it. You waste gas and you waste time.
That's tip number 4, shop in bulk. Tip number 3, purchase clearance items. What you know about that, Didi?
Oh, I know a lot about that. I must say I am a very frugal shopper. I love the clearance. Me and the clearance are friends.
What? Thank you. That's the only rack I'll go to in a clothes store.
All I can say is it can save you lots of money. Clearance saves you lots of money. That's tip number 3, shop clearance items. Tip number 2, save coupons for the products you use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? You can actually, like, for instance, if you get a dollar coupon, right, for, say, Colgate toothpaste, you can go to the dollar store or go to Dollar General and where it's only $2. You know what I'm saying? And get that dollar off and just pay a dollar for that. You don't have to actually go to a Walmart or anything to use. You can actually go to a cheaper store and still save that dollar and pay way less both ways.
Or they will double your dollar.
Yeah.
Depending on the store, they'll have double the coupon. You have a dollar off, it's $2 off. Now look at the come up.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
With the right coupons, my friends, you can cut your grocery bill down drastically. And tip number one tonight, start looking at in-store specials. First of all, you want to save at the grocery store. It's a good idea to start looking at in-store specials. You know, many stores have weekly specials that you can really that can really help you to save money at the end of the day. Get the papers from other area grocery stores, compare the prices, see what kind of great deals are going down.
I have one this one beautiful tip that I learned from the man at the meat counter. Like, you know how when you buy your packaged meat, you know, like hamburger meat, turkey meat, you know, ground meat like that, or even your like packaged meat. If the plastic is raised, that means that the meat is about to go bad. But if it's flat or like sunken in, then it's good to buy. The air package, you know, like how they suck the air out of the meat packages.
Uh-huh.
If it's going bad, the plastic will raise, even though it's, you know, it's the gases in the meat. It'll raise the plastic. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it'll be like it'd be a curvature in the plastic versus being sunken in or flat. Don't purchase the meat.
Look at those meats. Yo,
yeah.
7 easy tips to help you save money at the grocery store. Yo, because we fam.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back? Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
We've taken all the chances.
keep questioning what we are. And I'll drink to the answer, cause my heart is out of service. My eyes turn black, I don't see love anymore. I'm blind to the fact I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh, when you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
Yeah.
She's so bright, dance with the stars.
And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows.
Go through stress, but she doesn't.
that very seriously. I think what's important, and I'm not a psychologist, and I wasn't in a situation, but I think it's important that we know that everybody stresses out. Everybody experiences stress. But what you just communicated to me is what's important, and we need to discuss with our listeners tonight. The question is, how am I able to control the stress, or is the stress controlling me? I think your mother took a position. You know, when you, when she asked her question, when my energy level is low, how do I boost it? And when I'm distracted, how do I snap back? You know, when I'm agitated, how do I quickly calm and soothe myself? She probably identified ways and techniques that help her. But let's please know that everybody that breathes air stresses out over life circumstances, period.
It's
how we choose to respond to it.
Right.
I think we should put a level out there. We have to definitely specify when you say stress out over life. It's definitely a level of stress. You just mentioned certain ones. You like agitated. You face it. Those are like stage one. Now stressing out over life to the point where you
I think
can't get out of bed.
Agitation is a symptom.
It is
a
stressor.
That's a symptom of stress.
Agitation, a stressor. I think you become agitated.
I think you become agitated when you're stressed.
You can become agitated when you're stressed, or the agitation can be the only stressor that you feel, and it's it. You know, but some
but
people
why?
Are.
Why are you agitated though? Typically, I mean, you know, it's a reason. You know, major life change. Work, relationship difficulties, financial problems, too busy, children, family, agitating.
But not to the point that you let it stress you. You like, okay, it agitated me. Mm-hmm. This is it, and I'm done, and you keep moving. And, you know, that's one thing my mom always preaches. She is like, keep it moving, okay? You look, you deal with it, keep it moving.
How
keep it moving.
Do you keep it moving?
You know what I'm saying?
She never lingers.
She never lets it linger. She will, whatever the issue is, the agitation with the problem, the cause, whatever, is like she faces it head on right then and there. She doesn't let it sit and fester like some of us do to the point where it does consume us, or we are just so consumed, so stressed. When you say stress, because some people, they have levels of stress to the point where they can't even function. That's like a severe stress out, depressed.
Is it safe to say that she forgives? Or is it that she just lets it roll down her back?
Maybe both.
Or, you know what, though? Like, for instance, I know that at one point in life, people would ask me if I cared about anything, right, because of the way I responded to everything. It seemed like nothing bothered me or any of that. But it was I ignored it. I was ignoring things. Not ignoring it like, oh, it doesn't exist, but I would be like, okay, yeah, all right, that happened. I might deal with it right then. As far as maybe physically or what have you, but I would just
but does
go
ignoring,
through it.
Does
ignore
ignoring
it
mean that you weren't impacted or stressed by it? It just means you ignored it.
Not at that moment. And, like, for real, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think anything about it. But the thing was that it caught up with me later. When I, you know what I'm saying? It was just like another one of those where your body kind of just shuts down and your mind just kind of shuts down. It's like, look. I can't take any more of this. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Like you got to regroup. Sometimes it's just like where you just live. You don't know how to live. You're not really living life. You're letting life live you. Like, for instance, when people just get up every day, and regardless of what they're going through, like say someone who's in maybe, I'll use abusive relationship just for example, but they may get up, and it may be stressful to them. That, you know, that this person may have them on edge, you know, for anything that they may do, they may get hit or yelled at or what have you. But the thing is that they adjust their life to where it's not like it's not happening, but they've adjusted themselves to that situation to where they don't do things to get yelled at or to get hit. Or, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? Yeah,
that's
yes,
how we
I
do
with
life, though. We adjust.
I do understand.
Sometimes we just adjust.
But
we don't even really
deal
with it.
This is the deal, and folks, please hear me. Again, I'm far from a psychologist. I'm not certified, you know, but my major is sociology, and I totally understand behavior, right? There are two sets, and I do agree with Dee Dee tonight, and we're going to get further into it. There's levels of stress, but moreover, there are external causes for stress, and then there are internal causes for stress. You have got to identify with what the stress is and whether it's internal or external. What do I mean? An internal stress would be your inability to accept uncertainty, unrealistic expectations, you know, you being a perfectionist, or you being just the opposite and you like, you know, lacking assertiveness, you're negative about yourself. But those are stresses that you cause. Then there are external stresses, financial problems, again, children, family issues, relationship woes. You know, what is stress for you? And then you got to answer the question, is it internal or external? You know, that helps you to overcome, but moreover, you can't really conquer something that you really haven't identified. You know, but how do we overcome stress tonight? One, it starts with knowing what it is, you know, and is it internal or is it external? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, it's, you know, your job may, the job you do may be stressful internally. But then, you know, like say maybe if you work inside and you have to work, like customer service representatives, they have very stressful jobs because they're dealing with different types of people, you know, throughout any given day. But then if someone who may, you know, does physical work, their body can be physically stressed out and they can be mentally stressed out, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like they may not even pay attention to it just for the, I have to work, I have to make money. You know, they're fueled by another stress called family, which
right.
also is a good and bad stress.
Yeah, and everybody's stress is different.
Yeah.
You know, what I may stress over may be way different, you know, than what you stress over, what Dee Dee stresses over, you know, what your best friend or your spouse or the person next door. You know, I may enjoy public speaking. That may be terrifying for somebody else, you know. Some people are more productive under pressure, you know, than, you know, folks who like to be way ahead of the game. You know, some people are eager to help family members through difficult situations, you know, which others find very stressful. You know, everybody's stress is different. We are going to talk about how do you relieve stress with our special guest, our health and wellness expert, Ms. Domir Willingham. How do you relieve stress? What do you do to relieve stress? We'll talk about it. It is 10:53 in Atlanta. It's 10:53 in Miami. Back in a moment.
There's a song that's coming and it serves you light. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Ross off that Ashes to Axis mixtape. WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Yeah, we play it all, from Rick Ross to Overdose to the Hack Army to Howard Hewitt to Showtime to Law to King Apocalypse. Yo, you're tuned in to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. Tonight, does stress relief and relaxation lead to a longer life? We don't know, but healthier life, indeed, it will. It's Wednesday, hump day in the city, February 16th, with our special guest, Domair Willingham, our resident health and wellness expert. Thanks for joining us tonight. Help us understand the importance of stress reduction and relaxation. Why is it important?
Because you want to live. And just, I mean, to be so blunt, but also because, you know, it's just, who wants to go around just feeling pressure, just heavy all the time, just feeling drained, tired, sickly? I mean, no one wants to go around feeling that way. That's the reason why you want to relieve stress. You don't want to keep stress on you, because eventually it will be a symptom of many things to come, or the cause of many things to come. So that's why you want to relieve stress. And I'm talking about negative things, not positive things.
I get massages on a regular basis. I have like 5 jobs, and they're 5 high-powered jobs. They're stressful. I answer the question, you know, myself, you know, when my energy is low, how do I boost it? You know, I boost it simply by going to get a massage, you know.
What does that do for you?
What does it do for me? It boosts my energy automatically.
The atmosphere, is it the actual type of massage that you're receiving?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're just
it's
there.
It's the type of massage.
Okay. Uh-huh.
No, it's the atmosphere. It's all of the above, but specifically the type of massage. I'm a deep tissue dude.
Okay.
I'm a deep tissue Swedish massage combo.
Okay. And yes, those types of massages will help to relieve stress, physical stress, sometimes mental and emotional stress. It can relieve all kinds of stress. However, it can also only be a temporary relief if you are not in the routine or habit of receiving a massage on a consistent basis, because besides the fact that it helps you relax, of course, it has many more other benefits that are needed, you know, to live a healthy life. But definitely, those are getting a massage is definitely a number one thing you can do to help relieve stress. But you want to also remember other things that you can do to continue, again, if you don't have it, the finances or the resources to get a massage on a regular basis, other ways to continue or maintain, you know, some stress-free environment. Things that you can do, exercise, like CeeLo said, take a shower. These are all things that don't cost you money. Exercise, take a shower, read, write, talk to your friends, pray, meditate. So you also keep these things in mind as stress relievers, as well as getting a massage. And also know, find a school in your area that offers massages, just like a hair school. They will give you a discounted rate. That way you maybe can fit it into your budget, or maybe a biweekly or a monthly basis, to help in stress reduction.
Great information.
Yes, I think. CeeLo, you know what?
Who?
Me? CeeLo. Mm-hmm. When you have time for me. You're the only person that I let touch me now, so.
Oh, okay, tell her.
I mean, excuse me. I mean, not like that.
Massages for life, definitely.
Massages for life, yes. That's what I mean.
On that note, because I'm about to ask some questions off the air, world. The questions that y'all want to ask at home, I'm about to ask those questions. We'll be right back. It's 11:08. Up next, entertainment news.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. What don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Time. It is 11:09, and it's entertainment and national news. Okay, look, I want to start out with this. Two protesters killed by security forces earlier this week. It resulted in protesting in Bahrain. So about 3,000 peaceful protesters. They were like in the town center. It was like 3:30 this morning there, but 7:30 in the United States. So, like, this just happened a couple hours ago. They were asleep in the streets, and the police stormed in on them and pretty much made them clear the streets. They attacked the people. Even one of our U.S. reporters were attacked in this in the police raid. Pretty much there was a funeral for both of the protesters that were killed. It was their funeral was held today, and Bahrain is the third Arabic country to have cries of the public for, you know, fairness, equality, and human rights. Now, on the U.S. side, Sean P. Diddy Combs, my husband in my mind, he put his money where his mouth is. He donated $100,000 to the 100 Urban Entrepreneurs Program, and that's a nonprofit organization, and that enables development of future business leaders. So he was moved by the stories of these, you know, gentlemen, and he donated $100,000, and I think that is awesome because, you know, that's
definitely.
You know, it sends more than one message. It's not just about the money that he's giving them that they need to start up their businesses, but it says, here's extra support for you. You know what I'm saying? He believes in them more so than just giving them money. So I thought that was really awesome. Another one of my favorites, Ice Cube. He is set to star in the movie version of the 80s TV show 21 Jump Street. And I'm really excited about that because I don't know, like, I know I'm telling my age, but this show was back out in, like, 87. It had, like, Johnny Depp and Holly Robinson Pete. Yeah. So 21 Jump Street will be coming out as a movie, so I'm looking forward to that. In music news, look forward to the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be the Essence Music Festival. It's going to have, I think it's slated, what is it? Mary J. Blige, Charlie Wilson, Fantasia, the TBC Brass Band, just to name a few. And I've never been to it, but I don't know. I might have to check that out this year. And, hey, something closer, we got what coming next week in Miami. We have the Florida Mix Show Summit, February 25th and 26th in Miami. And,
yes.
Yes. And look, this is just a rumor, though, guys, that I've heard. I don't know. But the rumor was that 50 Cent was the reason that El DeBarge went into rehab. That he's the one who actually put him in rehab to get him back on track. I want to know if that's really true. So if anybody out there knows, you know, anything about that, hit us up. Let me know. Because I can't find really a whole bunch about it, and I want to know. But that's all I have for you guys for tonight for Entertainment National News. Thank you. I love you guys. Peace.
Thank you very much. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, with Entertainment National News. It is CeeLo.
Need energy? Can't sleep?
sleep, yo, you have discomfort, yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Here are just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Fucking shy. I've a lot of shit, gotta follow it. Keep the words, homie. cause I stay with a clip.
You know,
J.O. was like a wolf when he's hungry. Devour any competition in front of me. Niggas pitching hard, what you saying, Black?
Oh,
knock
bro.
Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, running it up on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune. Homies are hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I want to go give me room, make sure the temple is tuned. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Figure four, leg lock, hardcore, hip-hop. Rock it, don't stop. Word to the dreadlock in the weed spot. Sipping on get a stout, fucking weed hot. Nigga know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond. My flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, speak the shape from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass, bitch. I'm out for 5 feet, lame with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them stunts, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mind. Menace to society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I lay the bump on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homies are hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Oh, yeah. That was my man King Apocalypse with Stay in Tune. You hear it live on TM Hyman Radio Live. And we're talking about how...
Yo, I like that joint.
Stress. Yeah, I love it, man. I've always been a fan of his. Like, he's always had underground music. And,
yeah.
One of my favorites. Yeah, man.
Hey, it's 519 in the a.m. over in Paris. It's 719 in the a.m. over in Baghdad. Oh, shouts out to our military folks and people stretched out all over the world, Afghanistan and Kuwait and the Philippines and Baghdad and, you know, all of those places. We appreciate the work you do. It's a hump day in the city, talking about stress and stress reduction, relaxation, with our special guest, Dee Dee. Live from Chesapeake, CeeLo, live from Charlotte. I am live from Hack Media Studios here in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for riding.
Yes. Okay, so look.
What?
You know what, though? The thing, I don't like going to get massages, and they don't, it's like they start massaging my spine. I can't stand it. Like, that's
what
why I said, oh, you only the one who I let do my.
Hey, speaking of massaging, Dee Dee, for folks who aren't familiar, I spoke of a deep tissue earlier. I spoke of a Swedish earlier. Can you educate the audience on the different types of massages? The function and the roundabout price range that they would pay, and let us know when we're getting ripped off and what's feasible.
OMG! There are so many different massages. And massage modalities, energy, non-energy massages. We'll stick with what you first referenced, which are non-energy types of massages, actually hands-on. Swedish massage, that's your fluff and buff. You just come really just to relax, and you just want somebody to touch on you for like an hour, hour and a half. And that should run you, again, I'm going to take, if you go to a school, they will skew the pricing because it's a school and you can get a lot of the services done by students. So I'll keep it in the price range as far as what, you know, you find in the public arena. Not so much as the school, but, you know, privately owned businesses and franchises like that. For a Swedish, an hour, you can get a good hour anywhere running you from $60 to $75 on average, depending on the area in which you're in. So that's a good one. Deep tissue, and deep tissue goes a little bit further. It does incorporate a lot of Swedish moves. However, it's more, they do use more elbow and forearm work, and they really apply their, use their body weight as the pressure in order to, you know, reach any trigger points or not, excuse me, any knots or lumps or, you know, problem areas that you may have in your body. Definitely a good stress reliever. If you're having, like, some tightness in certain areas, certain muscles, you let your therapist know. They apply some deep tissue to that area. You'll be good to go. Now, you're looking for a deep tissue. Now, some I'm sorry.
What? Absolutely.
Range around the same price as a Swedish. Because sometimes most people don't know that they're getting a Swedish or deep tissue anyway. But some people do charge specifically for them. And, again, they can range anywhere from, like, $80 to a little over $100, depending on where you're located and where you're going to get it from. Now you have, after your deep tissue, which is your basics, then you go into your things, for instance, like your myofascia. Most people don't really know what that is unless you get massages on a regular basis. Myofascia work is massage therapy without oil. It's a hands-on massage, but it's without oil. And it's definitely a specific type of massage for specific issues. It deals with working the body in a way that you will work the fascia, or not to really get into the science of it all, just know that our muscles and our tissue are held together by something called fascia. It looks like that little yellow stuff that you see on the chicken when you pull the fat back and you see that piece in between the chicken. Okay, that's what the
yellow
fascia is.
The yellow stuff.
The yellow, yeah. So we have that in our body. So that's what myofascia is, and it's, again, without oil, and you get work specific issues, and you're releasing the fascia in your body. Now, pricing for that is a little bit more tricky because it's not something that's offered on a regular basis like deep tissue, deep stone, or Swedish. So it's just specific to that particular establishment. Myofascia can be a regular price as Swedish, or they can put their own price on it, $75, $80, things of that sort. You can go for it. You have deep stone massage that's done with hot stones and Swedish work. You have reflexology, which is done with feet, hands, which I think is absolutely great. That's feet, hands, and head that releases toxins in your body, that also works on different energy points and acupressure points in your body. I mean, so many different massages. And your energy type of massages, which you really don't use too much, like strokes, and that would be your applied kinesiology, your craniology, things of that sort. As far as massage, all of them range in different pricing depending on, because a lot of it is private and personalized. People put their own price range, but depending, energy work can cost you over hundreds of dollars, not hundreds of dollars, but it can cost you, over $100 to get energy work, especially if you want to go to someone who's emitting good energy. If you get somebody that can do energy work for $50, you may not want that. Because your energy is going to be jacked up. So, I mean, it just depends. Do your research. Know what you need. Just because your back is hurting doesn't mean all the time you need to go get some deep tissue done. That's not the answer all the time to that issue. So research your problem. If you don't know, ask questions. Use your resources as far as the TM Hyman Radio Live Show. Any questions you need to know, give us a call or hit us up on the email. And I'll answer them for you if you don't know what type of massage you need to help with a certain ailment. I can help you out with that.
Hey, you are hearing the voice of our resident health and wellness expert. She'll be coming up next with tonight's health and wellness. We also have a stress management strategy for you we'd like you to apply. Six steps to the strategy. Strategy number one, avoid unnecessary stress. Learn how to say no. Avoid people that stress you out. Take control of your environment. Avoid hot-button topics. If you get upset over religious and political and crossfire topics, stay away from them. Stress management, that's step number one. Avoid unnecessary stress. Step number two, alter the situation. Express yourself instead of bottling it up. Be willing to compromise. That's a big one for most people. We don't know or we don't want to compromise. Be more assertive, which is, it sounds like a contradiction, but it's not. You can compromise and be assertive at the same time. But manage your time better. That's step number two in your stress management strategy tonight. Yeah, we're talking about stress relief, and relaxation. TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 11:28.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Low 40s, and yeah, low 40s. Okay. It's going to be extreme. It's going to be nice. It was nice today. It's going to be nice tomorrow. So it's in like low 40s tonight.
Okay, well, y'all got jackets and coats on right now.
Yes, definitely.
DD, live from Chesapeake with Health and Wellness.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me for tonight's health and wellness topic. We are continuing open-mindedness and being open-minded. And tonight, I just wanted to bring you just a little bit more information on why it's good to be open-minded in order to reach your goals that we are preparing for and getting ready to achieve in 2011, and why it's important that we need to be open-minded. And definitely one of those things that Terrence mentioned about compromising. If you are not an open-minded person, you do not and will not and don't know how to compromise. So hopefully tonight's health and wellness topic on open-mindedness will help you get there a little easier, or at least try it out a little bit. So, you know, if you remain open-minded, it allows yourself to grow. Once you begin to experience this self-improvement, your level of self-esteem begins to increase. And that's what we're all looking for. Sometimes people think, oh, I shouldn't listen. It's nothing about believing somebody is right. It's just taking a moment, opportunity to just stop, be quiet, listen to what someone has to say, and then process it. You don't have to walk away saying, you know what, you were right, or you know why I'm still right, or are you just, you know, just process the information. Allow that person to talk and allow yourself to listen. So, and when you do this, you allow not only yourself to build yourself, you not only allow your self-esteem to build, but you allow others around you for their self-esteem to build as well. So, some benefits on definitely why we need to be open-minded: letting go of the control. Of course, being in control means you're unable to submit. You're unable to be open-minded. You have to be right all the time, and it brings on, being in control, it brings on a lot of bad, negative things. So to be open-minded, you don't have to be in the control of the situation. Be in control of yourself enough to be open-minded, but you don't have to be in control of the situation. Experience change. Being open-minded is also about experience and change. Things will change all the time. That's one thing that will remain consistent: change. So you always have to be open-minded to it. It may not be good, it may not be bad, but be open-minded to it, process it, and then see, you know, what best works for you. Make yourself vulnerable. You don't want to make yourself vulnerable in the sense you want people to get over on you. However, you've seen it from a broader point of view, from a world point of view. So it's not in the sense of vulnerability that you're allowing yourself to be used, but vulnerability in a sense that it just opens your mind up in a world view and makes you vulnerable to everything else that's going on around you, or it makes you sensitive. Maybe we should use that word, sensitive, to things going around you. Being open-minded allows you to minimize the mistakes that you could possibly make by not being open-minded, by not seeing the box from three dimensions or four dimensions and only seeing it from one dimension. By being open-minded, again, you strengthen yourself. You strengthen the belief in yourself, your self-confidence and self-esteem. And once you do that, others around you will begin to do that as well, because they'll feed off that energy. Being open-minded also allows you to be more honest as well. Once you see situations for how they are, it allows you to basically just be honest with yourself and to be honest with others, because you're able to see, you know, just not from one point of view, but from other point of views. So just wanted to drop that little bit of information on you. Said as we're preparing ourselves for our goals in 2011, we definitely need all the other things that I mentioned, but we definitely have to keep an open mind about everything that's going on, so that we don't allow that stress and that inability to compromise to set in and, you know, kill our goals and enable us from being successful.
Thank you very much. Log on to www.hacmedia.com, click on TM Hyman Radio Live, or follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. It's Hump Day in Chesapeake, VA, with Ms. Willingham, Health and Wellness.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I own.
King's Palace, VH State of Mind. That's a hot joint right there. PMG. Pillar Music Group, constantly dropping those hot joints on us. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, go back and check the podcast. It's on demand for you. It's on demand, www.hackmedia.com, or you can log on to the Blog Talk Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. T.M. Hyman. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We've got a special guest tonight who is our health and wellness expert, Domair Willingham, dropping knowledge on the stress and relaxation plaque tonight, plaque being platform. And this has been an interesting conversation. Go back and check the podcast, 15 minutes left on the show. www.hacmedia.com, log on. Also, follow us, follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, your stress management strategy. Got six strategies for you tonight. Number one was avoid unnecessary stress. I know when I say no, learn how to say no. It's easier said than done. But you got to know your limits and then stick to it. Know your limits and stick to it. You know, avoid people who stress you out. Someone who constantly causes you stress, or, you know, someone who you feel you can turn around the relationship, you know, it's volatile and you can't control it, then you have to limit the time that you spend with those people. You know, take control of the environment, you know, and avoid unnecessaries. Stress management strategy number two, alter the situation. Express yourself. You know, get your feelings out instead of bottling them up. If someone or something is bothering you, communicate your concerns in an open and respectful way. You know, be willing to compromise. You know, when you ask someone to change their behavior, be willing to do the same. You know, you both are willing to bend a little, you'll find yourself at least, you know, midway through. You know, be assertive. Don't take a back seat to your own life. That's all I mean when I say be assertive. That doesn't mean rude, aggressive, any of that. But stress management strategy number three, adapt to the stressor. Reframe problems. You know, try to view stressful situations from a different, more positive perspective. You know, rather than, you know, fuming, you know, about a traffic jam, look at it as an opportunity to pause and to regroup. You know, listen to your favorite song on the radio. You know, don't stress out. You know, look at the big picture. You know, your perspective on it might be a little skewed. Ask yourself, how important is it, you know, will it be a day, a month, a year? Look at the big picture. Is it really worth getting upset over? You know, if the answer is no, focus your time and energy elsewhere. Meaning, if you can't control it, sit back and wait. You know, adjust your standards. This is a big one, my friends. You know, a lot of us are perfectionists. You know, perfectionism is a major source of, you know, like, avoidable stress. You know, stop setting yourself up for failure. Bottom line, set a reasonable standard for yourself. You know, focus on more positive. We'll continue with stress management strategy number four, five, and six, you know, coming up. Again, I'll pass it back to our special guest, Domair Willingham, live out of Chesapeake tonight. We got 12 minutes left in the show. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Brought to you by Massages for Life. Coming to you soon, grand opening, Hampton Roads, VA. Hit media, 757-270-6469. Should take the stress out of it. Get that monkey off your back.
We call him the monkey. I'll get him off. Get him off.
But no, definitely, people, just want to go back and reiterate, if you can, if you have the resources and or the means to incorporate massage into your daily life routine or health routine, do so. Most people don't know, like, overseas, a lot of, like, overseas governments, they their healthcare system is much different from ours. One in particular, Germany, makes massage therapy a part of the healthcare system. You have to go and get a massage on a monthly basis, on a weekly. I think it's either weekly or monthly. It depends on your insurance carrier, it depends on who you work for. But it's incorporated because they believe in a preventative system, prevent the disease, prevent the issue before it happens. However, here in America, we are capitalists. We want to make money, so we believe in get it, and then we'll try to treat it or cure it. So you definitely think from a preventative mind state. And also, massage therapy, it's non-transdermal in a sense that you're not putting any pills inside your body. You're not killing your liver. You're doing so much good for yourself just to go and get your circulation going, decrease your blood pressure, get your blood flow going in certain areas that, you know, may not have been circulating in, just to go get your heart, you know, just go get loved on. And, you know, just have a moment just to, you know, just and woosah. So massage therapy definitely is the way to go. And that's one thing, that's one of the occupations that did not take a dive or a decrease in this quote-unquote recession time. It has not been affected. Matter of fact, massage therapy, the field is on the rise, actually. So looking to becoming a massage therapist. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, stress management strategy number 4. You know, accept the things you can't change. You know, don't try to control the uncontrollable. You know, look for the upside in a situation. You know, you have to be more positive, my friends. Share your feelings. Talk to a trusted friend or make an appointment, you know, with the therapist. There's nothing wrong with going to see a counselor, you know. Don't feed into the taboo or the stereotypes associated with going to talk it out. Expressing what you're going through, you know, can be like, you know, very catastrophic when it comes to, like, going off on the deep end. Get it out. You know, and then learn how to forgive. Learn how to forgive. Hey, we'll be right back in a few. Stress management strategy number 5 and number 6. And we'll close it out with our special guest. Thanks for riding with us. If you have a comment, an opinion, you know, hit us up, tmhimradiolive@gmail.com. We appreciate you and your support. If you have a talent, get us your idea, your product, your service, your music. We'll help you to promote it. If you don't promote you, who will? We'll be back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Voulez-vous cool?
yeah, I might call me later. Yeah.
Understand that physical activity plays a key role and reducing and preventing, you know, the effects of stress. You know, make time at least 30 minutes to exercise 3 times a day. You know, nothing beats, you know, aerobic exercise releasing, you know, pent up stress and tension. You know, eat a healthy diet. You know, reduce caffeine and sugar in your life. You know, avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. You know, I know that's hard for some of y'all. Avoid it. You know, get sleep. Hey, we appreciate y'all for riding with us. We're only here to help you. You know, we could, you know, kick it, you know, amongst ourselves, but, you know, we appreciate you. Miss Willingham, Miss Willingham, take us home. CeeLo.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. Good. Thank you.
Yes, you did great. Oh, my God.
You did wonderful. Thank you.
I just have to say,
hey,
I just sat here.
Massages for life.
Cat flirt with a human.
What'd you say, crazy?
My cat was flirting with a human. My cat, Crybaby, that's her name. She was just flirting with a human. And I'm telling you, it was the funniest bleep I have ever seen.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.